Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm continuing the dictation on Herbert Small. This is addressed to Florence Medical Group. Their phone number is 530-332-8877, and the fax number is 530-441-6994. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for continued tremor. Subparagraph, previous evaluation for possible Parkinson's disease. Subparagraph, remote history of loss of sense of smell 10 years ago. Dear Ryan Donlan and Dr. Carter and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Herbert Small for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, Herbert presents with a clinical history of having lost his sense of smell 10 years ago and then progressively having developed a tremor, which is present at rest, semi-rapid, slightly rhythmic. New paragraph. He was previously under the care of Dr. Joel Rothfeld, who told him he didn't feel that he had Parkinson's disease at the time of his evaluation and treatment. New paragraph. He was treated, however, with carbidopa-levodopa 25-100 up to 4 tablets per day, which he's continued to take. New paragraph. He currently complains that he does have some sense of stiffness, and his tremor is uncontrolled with a decrease in ability for handwriting and utilization of tools. Subparagraph. At other times, he has more aggressive shaking when he tries to use instruments. New paragraph. His clinical examination today demonstrates inducible neuromuscular resistance on cerebellar testing bilaterally, more profound in the lower extremities than the upper extremities, with very slight cogwheeling. New paragraph, he ambulates generally with a slightly festinating gait, but without serious ataxia. New paragraph, Romberg's test is negative. A new paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes are generally hypoactive. Subparagraph, I detected slight palmomental responses. On his testing for pathological and primitive reflexes. New paragraph, cranial nerves evaluation was normal. New paragraph, his airway is very small, suggesting a sleep apnea risk. New paragraph, subparagraph, by his report, he underwent sleep study possibly with Dr. Verma's office some time ago. New paragraph. He also gives a history of cardiovascular evaluation, which by his report was unremarkable. New paragraph. In consideration for his history and presentation and the findings that he does have Parkinson's disease, I've suggested that we readjust his regimen, increasing his carbidopa-levodopa to 25-100, 2 tablets 3 times a day. New paragraph, laboratory studies have been requested for Parkinson's / cognitive workup. New paragraph, we will obtain a neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study for evaluation. New paragraph, today I've given him the NIH quality of life questionnaires for a more comprehensive assessment of his capacity, considering early cognitive decline. New paragraph, I will see him back for reevaluation. New paragraph, we discussed his current therapy, and he is tapering his amantadine, which is fine, since he may not need this medication, and since this medicine may have some cognitive impairment, that may produce some cognitive impairment. New paragraph. He is well treated by Dr. Sandu for his rheumatoid arthritis on Humira. New paragraph. I would anticipate with adjustment of this treatment regimen that his tremor will be abolished and that his clinical symptoms of stiffness will improve, improving his exercise capacity. New paragraph, I'll see him for reevaluation with further recommendations and send professionally signed respectfully with my professional signature.